Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Praise the Lord. Billy Brim's back today, and we're having more wonderful word. Thank you, Jesus. We came out of the same teacher, didn't we,
we
Billy?
We did.
Brother
Thank
Hagin
God.
Taught
Kenneth
us
E. Hagin.
How to change our lives and how to walk in victory. And Ken and Billy and I, we tried to be right on the front row.
Yeah. Do you remember how we couldn't wait to get there?
Oh, man, we wouldn't miss a meeting for anything.
Nope.
You know why? Because we didn't know how to walk in victory.
And we had day meetings and we had night meetings.
And Brother Hagin was teaching us, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
We needed some overcoming.
Amen.
Oh, brother, the enemy had been kind of, you know, he'd been putting it to us.
Changed our lives
forever.
Praise
the Lord, it changed our lives. Now, we're going to talk about rule and reign in Jesus' name. That's what you're to do.
Yeah.
We're living in dark times, dark hours. But darkness doesn't overcome the light.
No, that's right.
So you're in the kingdom of light. You're in this world, but you're not of it. And you are the reigning royalty, royal priesthood.
You are the authority.
That sits at the right hand of the Father
in your life, Jesus.
In,
under Jesus. Amen.
Now, 2 Corinthians 10:4 tells us that we have a warfare. Actually, it's already won. We just enforce it. 2 Corinthians 10:4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
I think you could say the weapons of our warfare are not human.
They're not human. They're not guns.
They're not natural.
They're not natural.
But mighty.
They're not bombs, and they're not AK-47s.
No.
But they're mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Through God, and not only to if someone's coming at you, but pull down the stronghold and the ruling guy up there that's driving him. So here's our weapons.
Get your thinking straight on the Word of God.
Absolutely.
That's what it takes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The number one weapon is the Word, God's Word, the Bible. I'm not putting these in any particular order. I'm just giving them three of them. Next, the name of Jesus.
Oh, my. Yes, yes,
yes. The name of Jesus. And next, the blood. And, of course, it's the blood of Jesus. Everything we have, every bit of authority we have, is based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ and His victory over Satan. Mark 16:17, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils." In Jesus' name, you cast them not just out of people, but out of your pathway, out of your house. Your children shouldn't be having bad dreams and nightmares. You go in that room and you cast devils out. You paper that room with the blood of Jesus through your words. No, you're not allowed in here. I take authority over my nightlife, my children's nightlife. I use, in the name of Jesus, I put the blood of Jesus in this room. That's a good way to say it. In the name of Jesus, I hold the blood of Jesus against you.
Amen.
Now, God tells us in His Word, Romans 5:14, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Adam let him in. He let the devil in. And he reigned unchecked until God gave the Torah to Moses, even over them that had not sinned the same similitude as Adam. But, now here's the Amplified Translation, just three verses down from that one. Death reigned, but now, this is about somebody else supposed to reign. Death reigned, but not now. He's still around, but you are to reign. Amplified Bible, Romans 5:17. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely
will
those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with Himself, much more shall they reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. This is not talking about when you go to heaven. You don't have anything. Satan's not there. There's no evil. There's no darkness. There's nothing to reign over. This is right down here in this life, on this earth, when there are demons and evil spirits and wicked spirits. There's where you're going to be reigning in life as a what? As a king. Through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
You know, when we begin to hear the truth of the Word of God under Brother Hagin, Brother Roberts, Ken was flying co-pilot on Brother Roberts' meetings to the...
There's a man of authority. There,
yeah. And we had no concept of reigning as kings.
No.
We had nothing. Our house had, I like to say, was furnished in early Goodwill. We had no money. We had a rented rollaway bed for a while. We couldn't even buy a rollaway bed.
Couldn't even buy a rollaway bed. Probably cost $15 in those days.
In that condition, in that empty little house that we rented or leased, we found out about Jesus, and we got born again in that place. Broke. I had no refrigerator. When it got wintertime, I put my stuff in a cardboard. I could figure out a way, but it wasn't a good way. I put our food in a cardboard box, set it on the back porch. I cooked potatoes in a coffee pot, those little electric round ones,
yes.
You know. And we had some, Ken's mother gave us a sack of potatoes. She, you know, they didn't know what, they lived in Fort Worth. We lived in Arkansas by this time. And it was a sad situation, as they
you
might say.
You weren't ruling and reigning, were you?
No, we weren't ruling and reigning.
Somebody was ruling and reigning over you.
We were being rained on.
You were being rained over.
Right there in that place, in that situation, I began to read the New English translation of the Bible that Ken's mother had given him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front of it, she said, "Ken Precious." She wrote this. Ken's mother prayed for him all the time. At this point, she didn't even know I was in her picture, but I was. "Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I thought, glory to God. I didn't know.
That's the way.
I didn't know you could get things. I needed everything. And I said, I prayed and I said, "Lord, take my life and do something with it." And I'd never even heard of a woman preacher, you know.
No.
Never heard any word.
Better watch it out. He'll do something
oh,
with
my,
you.
Oh, my.
Especially in these last days, he's going to
no
have
idea.
You ruling and reigning.
That's right.
Because he needs you. He needs the body of Christ sitting up there on that throne by him in the darkness, the gross darkness, but the glory will rise upon you. Gross
yeah,
darkness is
that's
here.
Right.
It's gross.
We got born again.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to study, read the Word of God. It won't take long to change things when
no.
you do that.
You have to renew your mind with
yeah,
the Word.
That's right.
You get born again in your spirit. But Romans 12 tells us after you're born again, then you do something with your body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. You do something with your body.
Yeah.
You present it to God. And you renew your mind with the Word of God.
That's right.
It is written in Romans 12. So here, you got to start thinking like this.
That's right. To walk in victory.
To walk in victory.
This is the victory.
This is the light right here.
Overcomes the world, even our faith.
So
faith comes by hearing.
You live in the kingdom of light, but you're not going to reap the benefits of the kingdom of light if you don't walk in the light.
That's right.
And here's the light.
Praise God.
The entrance of your Word
giveth
light. The entrance of your Word tells you the power in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This book right here is the Legacy edition of Brother Hagin's The Name of Jesus. It was my blessing to do this book for him. And he taught a seminar on the name of Jesus. And then I took his teachings and put them into a book. Oh my, how wonderful. And Gloria, before I did the book, before I went to work for him even, you and I and Ken, we heard him teach a seminar on the name of Jesus. One powerful sermon. And later on then, it wasn't a seminar, he just taught one lesson on it. Then later on, he taught this seminar. And he's talking about how Jesus got his name. In Paul's prayer for the church, he stated that God had raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. By his conquest, Jesus' conquest.
That's right.
Over those principalities, powers,
the devil
might,
and all of his work.
And dominion, Jesus obtained his name by conquest. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly.
Of them
triumph
who?
Them demons, principalities, powers, right. might, triumphing over them in it, in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's Colossians 2:15.
Right.
Another translation Brother Hagin quotes is, he disarmed the principalities and powers which fought against him. Philip said he exposed them, shattered, emptied, and defeated in his own triumphant victory. Rotherham translation says Jesus paralyzed them.
Right.
These are the same principalities and powers spoken of in the book of Ephesians. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. He's defeated them. They are the same ones he overcame. They are the same ones he spoiled. They are the same ones he put to naught. Put to naught. Hebrews 2:14, ASV, American Standard. Since then the children are sharers in flesh and blood, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death, he came and lived in flesh just like yours, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the power of death.
Mm-hmm.
That is the devil. He died for you. He died for me. He overcame Satan in the flesh. He satisfied God's demands for justice.
Yes.
And he was raised from the dead, and then he gives us the righteousness, the right standing, that is by faith. By faith in
we
God.
We didn't deserve it.
We don't deserve it. We didn't earn it.
It was a gift.
It was a gift from God. Oh, thank you,
gift
Jesus.
Gift of righteousness.
So we can stand, hallelujah, before the enemy, and we can tell him what to do because we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we're in right standing with God.
You know, Billy, I've told you this before, and I've told the audience this before, but I got to minister on death row to the girls. There were five girls there that had been committed murders and so on. Some of them very famous for the people. I mean, amount of the people, you know, that they'd
killed.
And there was five at that time, and they let them come out, and we sat and talked to them and preached to them, and They were they were just ready to receive the Lord as Savior. I mean, one of them had killed multiple people, and they're, you know, it's horrendous past that they had. But the blood of Jesus wiped all that away. And they got born again, and they began to study the Word of God in that prison. They had a little revival in that prison. And it's just awesome. And you know, people, you may think, well, there's no hope for me. I mean, I never have lived right. Well, Jesus died for you so that you can live right. And there's always redemption for anybody that'll make Jesus the Lord of their lives. Amen?
Amen. When he defeated Satan that had ruled those women, he'd ruled them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had been in the kingdom of darkness, and he was the murderer. Remember, he's the murderer.
Yeah.
And he had ruled them to the point where they committed murder.
That's right.
But the blood of Jesus washed that all away.
Yeah. Precious. They became precious souls. Hallelujah. Love the Lord. My.
And Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out demons. In his name, Jesus' name, those demons left those girls alone then, after that. He knew he was found out. He had been ruling them, and now they're in the kingdom of light.
That's right.
Jesus met Satan and his cohorts on their own territory, and he defeated them. The conquest that Jesus made of the devil, of sin, of sickness, and disease, is wrapped up in the name. And the name belongs to us.
Praise God.
The name of Jesus belongs to you.
Yeah.
And it belongs to me.
And my name, Jesus said,
you shall.
You shall. Devils. Hallelujah.
And they have to go.
That's right.
The name, when we use it, will bring into reality in our lives what Jesus has already accomplished.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Praise God.
I think that's the reason, Brother Hagin says, the devil's fought so hard to keep people from knowing about the name and
sure.
the power of the name. You can just repeat the name like Polly wants a cracker or something. It won't do any good. Mm-hmm. But if you know what it means, and you know that He delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, it was in Jesus spoiling principalities and powers and bringing them to naught, overcoming them, defeating them, but He delivered us from the power of darkness. That means the power or authority of Satan. Colossians 1:13, He delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Praise God.
Satan has no authority to dominate the Christian.
That's right.
Or the church.
Or to stop a person from becoming a Christian.
No, he doesn't.
They'll go ahead and act on the Word.
Absolutely.
And make Jesus the Lord of their lives, no matter what they've done, how many people they've murdered. I mean, I've been there. I know those girls that are on death row.
No, he couldn't stop them. He didn't want them to get born again.
No.
Even though he influenced them to murder, he still didn't have enough influence over them to keep them from receiving Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
And many of them, you know, they never got out of prison.
Some of them
died there. Or they were executed. Some were executed. But they knew Jesus. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Even though some of them were serial killers. When they made Jesus the Lord of their lives, what happened to them? They got born over again and they became a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Kingdom of light.
All things passed away and all things became new.
And they're seated at the right hand of the Father and ruling over Satan who had ruled over
them. I'll get to see them when I go there. Hallelujah.
Satan has no authority to dominate the Christian or the church.
That's right.
When you know this truth, Brother Hagin writes,
mm-hmm.
and you know that the name belongs to you, you can put Satan on the run every time.
I like that. Hallelujah.
And Brother Hagin writes, I mean every single time. Some people say to me, well, I tried that and it didn't work. I always tell them, if you'll repent for lying, God will forgive you. God has delivered us from the power of darkness, from the authority of darkness, from the authority of Satan.
And then somebody said, no, the Word tried you and you didn't work.
Yeah, that's what Brother Keith tells them. They said, we tried that and it didn't work. And he said, no, the Word tried you and you didn't work. So it is written, they have to flee from us. They have got to flee from us.
Glory
there is authority in the name of Jesus. When Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, Brother Hagin writes, He said, I'm He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and of death.
That's right. I have the keys.
He took them away.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The one who has the key is the authorized one.
Yeah,
Jesus
right.
saying, I'm the authorized one. I have the authority.
Yes.
And just before He ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father, Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Glory.
Then He immediately delegated His authority on the earth
therefore, he
to
said,
the church.
You go.
Go ye therefore. Mm-hmm. And He promised,
These
signs shall follow believers.
Glory to God.
In my name they shall cast
out devils.
Yeah. He authorized us. He gave us His name as the authority. The power is in the name. The authority is
Praise
in the name.
Praise God for the name.
That name is recognized in all three worlds, and it is
That's
given
right.
unto us.
Hallelujah.
Brother Hagin used a lot of a Kenyon's book. And here, this is a quote from E.W. Kenyon. Oh, that our eyes were open, that our souls would dare rise into the realm of omnipotence where the name would mean to us all that the Father has invested in it. That we would act up to our high privileges in Christ Jesus. This is practically an unexplored tableland in Christian experience. Here and there, some of us have experienced the authority vested in the name of Jesus. We've seen the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, those on the verge of death brought back instantly to health and vigor. But so far, none of us has been able to take a permanent place in our privileges and abide there, where we should enjoy the fullness of His power. But we have a conviction that before the Lord Jesus returns, there will be a mighty army of believers.
Thank you, Lord.
Who will learn the secret mm-hmm. of living in the name, of reigning in life, living the victorious, transcendent, resurrection life of the Son of God.
Praise God.
Victory.
That I might know Him
yeah.
and the power of His resurrection.
And the Scripture says, talks about the victory that overcomes the world,
even
our faith.
Don't
just think somebody else is going to be able to take you through all the time. You're going to have to get your faith
in the name.
Put this word in your eyes and your ears. Get it down in your heart where it makes faith, and then bring it out your mouth.
Yeah, and you can't use the name of Jesus like a rabbit's foot, Brother Hagin said. You got to have faith.
That's right. And you know, you can't just get faith and keep it.
No.
You have to keep putting that word in your eyes and your ears all the time, every day preferably, and keeping your faith strong.
Yes.
Keep it in there. Keep
Bless
that
the
word
Lord.
Going in. Keep the word going in your eyes and your ears. Keep it coming out your mouth in faith. And you can change any situation that's in agreement with the word of God.
You have to have faith in the name. We didn't get to the blood, but we got a whole lot coming up when we tell you about the offers.
Good.
But you have to have, the blood is a weapon to use
yes,
against
right.
the enemy.
Right.
You have to have faith in the name and faith in the blood. And you got your faith from the word.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you...
You believe what that word says.
You believe what the word says about the name.
Mm-hmm.
You believe what the word says about the blood. And then you use it. You take it out your
yeah.
mouth and you release your faith in the blood, your faith in the name. Oh, I could tell you stories after stories, and I wrote some of them in this book, but I could tell you stories after stories about blood and drawing bloodlines.
Praise God.
And blood, the blood of Jesus applied. Those are your weapons that are not carnal,
That's
but
right.
they are mighty through God,
Hallelujah.
The pulling down of strongholds.
We have the name.
We have the name. We have the blood. And in your town, you use it. You don't let the enemy of God and the enemy of man and the enemy of you have a shooting at your children's school. You have the authority. We're not to be afraid. We're not to have fear.
That's
We're not to have fear at our churches in the name of Jesus, but we can draw bloodlines.
That's right. Stand
that He
Lord.
Cannot pass over.
That's true.
We are told to rule and reign.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It works, Billy.
It works.
Yes, it does. Just be bold. But you know, you can't do it without the Word.
No.
Faith has to be in there. Faith comes by hearing
by the Word.
God, put the Word in your eyes, your ears. Get it in your heart. Bring it back out your mouth.
That's it.
Say.
That's it.
What you want to come to pass.
That's exactly it. That's how it works right there.
That's how it works. Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.